In the midst of the grief-stricken monkeys, Ram returned to consciousness. Upon seeing Lakshman lying at his side, smeared with blood and without any sign of life, Ram exclaimed with anguish, "Oh, even if I succeed in recovering Sita, the entire endeavor will be useless if my brother Lakshman dies. And even if it were possible to somehow find a consort to replace the daughter of Janaka, I could never find another friend such as Lakshman. If Lakshman dies, then I too shall give up my life, for I cannot bear to think of returning to Ayodhya without him. And how could I ever face his mother after allowing him to die on the battlefield within my presence?" Turning to Sugriva, Ram said, "The monkey warriors should now retreat, for without Lakshman and myself to protect them, they will be highly vulnerable. O noble king of the monkeys, please accept my unlimited gratitude for the sincere friendship and valor that you and your army have displayed, risking your lives in my service." All the monkeys then began to cry upon hearing the sweet words of Ram. The Vishan then returned after having restored the monkey army's confidence. When the Vishan saw how Ram and Lakshman looked just like porcupines lying upon a bed of arrows, the Vishan immediately broke down and cried. Sugriva then embraced the Vishan. "You should have no doubts that Ram and Lakshman will soon recover and then go on to defeat Ravana in battle." Sugriva then went to his father-in-law, Sushena. "Please arrange for Ram and Lakshman to be taken to Kishkindhya. There they can safely recover from their wounds. Let all the monkeys accompany them, while I remain here alone. After defeating Ravana single-handedly, then I will return to Kishkindhya along with Sita." "Oh, Sugriva, long, long ago, when there was a great war between the demigods and demons, the demons were able to kill many of the celestials with their mystic illusions. However, Brihaspati revived all the slain demigods by using mantras and special medicinal herbs. So I suggest that Panasa and Sampati go to the ocean of milk, for they are familiar with these herbs known as Sanjeevana Karani and Vishalya. These were created by Lord Brahma himself. Sanjeevana Karani can revive a person who is practically dead, and likewise, Vishalya instantly cures all wounds created by arrows. These herbs can be found on the mountains Chandra and Drona, which arose in the middle of the milk ocean as it was being churned to produce nectar. And it is best for Hanuman to go, for he can make the journey within the shortest amount of time." And as Sushena was speaking, a fierce wind began to blow, bringing dense clouds and streaks of lightning. The ocean became agitated with high swelling waves, the mountains began to tremble, and tall trees were knocked down. Everyone looked all around, wondering why this was happening, and they saw that the disturbances were being caused by the flight of a gigantic bird coming right towards them. Indeed, it was Garuda, the eagle carrier of Lord Vishnu. And upon seeing him, the snake arrows binding Ram and Lakshman immediately fled away. Garuda then came and wiped Ram and Lakshman's faces with his own hands. By his touch alone, their bodies began to shine and then became redoubled in strength. Garuda picked Ram up and lovingly embraced him. And in great happiness, Ram spoke, "We both are eternally indebted to you, O great bird. If you consider us worthy, please reveal your identity to us. I am your eternal servant, Garuda, the son of Vinata. All the demigods headed by Indra could not have raised you from the bondage of Indrajit's snake arrows. These snakes are the sons of Kadru and were converted into arrows by the mystic power Indrajit received from Lord Brahma. And so I came here just to chase them away, for snakes are my natural food, and they are thus always afraid of me. My dear Lord, you should be very careful while fighting with the Rakshasas. They are very tricky, whereas heroes like yourself are always straightforward. I now wish to take my leave, but before I depart, let me assure you that you shall be victorious and win back your beloved wife Sita." Garuda then circumambulated Ram, and after embracing him once again, soared into the sky. Seeing that Ram and Lakshman had recovered from their wounds, the monkeys jumped for joy, and in their ecstasy, they beat drums, lashed their tails, and roared like lions, thus creating a great tumult. Then, after taking up trees and great boulders, the monkeys again prepared to continue the fight.